I experienced something interesting yesterday and realized that it's been starting to happen more. I painted a little sketch. I actually broke out the paints and did the work. And then I became involved in the work and focused on it, very present, and thinking about an idea, then doing the idea. And then I thought afterwards, I'm like, I just felt a sense of general relief and kind of satisfaction. Also, within the last 2 days, I sold a few of my skincare products for the first time. And this morning, and at that time, I had the sense of energy, obviously, with this happening. But I'm realizing that this action of the smallest kind, without assumptions for the future, really, or thought much of the past, and then these little steps as you move forward, reduces anxieties about, for example, the area of painting and art. You know, I love to listen and read and think. But then over time, I sense these anxieties and the subtle anxieties about creating work, which I want to do, but then I'm like, oh, whatever, you know, all the subconscious things. But the little action of the smallest kind, without expectation, reduces anxiety generally. And the idea of formulating, making the sample products in my little lab, offering them, and being open to hearing no, fine, it's not for everybody. I'm in the expectation, but I'm thinking, you know, if 10% of the people that works, I can be successful. But just taking the action of the offer and then doing it, this dissipation of anxiety in the area, and then also it spreads in the rest of your life, and I'm feeling that in my life. It's kind of incredible how small little actions accumulate over a few days and weeks, even a month. The momentum, the direction that can be done, can be how you can move in a short period of time, really, is a small astonishment. I was listening to a podcast also on the way home from, I think, I forget the name of it. Two ladies. And I listened to Chris Guillebeau's Side Hustle School. And he mentioned these ladies and how they just started this podcast for fun, I guess, generally. And it was the right time and place. And it drew attention. And they just started building it. And very large now, make, you know, money. They make substantial money, etc. But they just started doing it. Do it. Anchor here. This is beautiful. I just started doing it. I've learned about talking and hearing myself. I don't even really pay attention at this point to who's even there. I'm probably talking to myself most of the time. But I listen and I get some ideas. And also, I'm using this to actually track my own life. Think of it as an archive. I mean, isn't that beautiful? As a legacy, I'm going to archive my thoughts and experiences through time from now on for posterity. I have two kids, maybe a cousin, my little niece, or somebody will say, wow, let's go back and listen to what Grandpa Todd did. And they can go back and hear it real time and the moment. Gary Vaynerchuk talks about wishing or thinking, you know, it would be cool to go back to those moments, early Wine Library TV, when he was sitting there with nobody. If he could, you know, come, just go back and see that. That's pretty astounding. So for everybody, don't even think about, I'm, you know, getting it as a big podcast. It might happen, but you won't get there unless you learn anyway. So that's the way I'm looking at it. And think about it as just documenting. But taking action, I'm feeling dissipation of anxiety. And I'm going to talk about that related to meditation in the next discussion.